T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we earlier had a guest on that, and Rich, I said you and I could just step out of the room and Michael was just going to talk music, you know, for the entire time with Annie, who was in here. We have another Annie who's in now, and you fellas can just step aside.
We'll leave. Okay.
We got a fellow Bowdoin grad in the house.
That's it.
Whose family owns the Portland Sea Dogs, and I had to admit I bounced a first pitch up at the Portland Sea Dogs game a couple of summers ago.
Is there a video of this?
Yes, I hope
I'm
not.
I'm sure there is.
That's some roll tape. Well,
you
see
said
that?
Your family owns the Portland Sea Dogs, Annie?
Yes.
There's video. Okay, we can find it. I know exactly where to go to get the video. Thank you very much, Annie.
Annie McNamara is here, and her doctor, Dr. Robert Soifer. And Annie is 27 years old, had myelodysplastic syndrome, which I have to admit, I've done 16 of these things, but that's a new one on me. I don't think I've heard that one before. What exactly did it entail?
Yeah, so it's a blood disorder and normally found, I think, in older folks. So it was sort of rare for a 25-year-old to be diagnosed with that.
That's right.
But sort of the cure to it is a bone marrow transplant. So I was admitted to Dana-Farber once I found out and did 3 rounds of chemo outpatient at Dana-Farber and ended up doing a bone marrow transplant last June. And so I was at the inpatient at the Brigham, but Dr. Soifer was my transplant doctor at Dana-Farber.
Dr. Robert Soifer is here, and I heard you say yes when she talked about the rarity of the disease. How rare is it, and how do you treat it?
Well, it's a disease that, as Annie said, is much more common in older people, people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Very uncommon in someone in their 20s. It can be treated with supportive care medications and low-dose chemotherapy when patients are older. But when patients are younger, we generally want to do a bone marrow transplant because without a bone marrow transplant, myelodysplastic syndrome will lead to leukemia. And then it becomes very, very difficult to treat. So despite the rarity of the disease, Annie was, intrepid the entire time. I mean, she just met it head on. Tell me what I have to do. I'll take the chemotherapy. I'll do the transplant. Her sister was her donor, which is a remarkable story also. And she showed remarkable courage through the entire process.
And Annie, how did you even know something was wrong? What were you feeling like? How long did that last?
Yeah, I definitely felt really tired. I sort of just thought I was maybe working too much. But I got really sick in the basement of a bar, actually.
Oh, I got a feeling there's a story.
That's
there.
A good story. That is a good story.
Probably very unusual.
That's right.
I cannot relate to that at all.
But I hadn't had any drinks, so I knew something was really off, and I actually had a physical like a week and a half later, and so explained to my doctor what had happened, and she did some blood work, and I'd already driven all the way down to Duxbury, Massachusetts to my work, and I got there and had the voicemail that said, turn around and come back, which is the voicemail you never want to get, but
Dr. Soifer mentioned that your donor was your sister Molly.
Yep.
I assume that might have been a 10 for 10 match, perhaps?
Yes, it was an exact match, which was awesome. My sister was a senior at the Naval Academy, so Dr. Soifer and his team were super flexible in making sure that the chemo schedule worked with my sister's schedule in between graduation and when she had some time off. So I was really fortunate in that sense that I had a perfect match. We found out a week later, after I'd been diagnosed, that she was a perfect match. And it worked out. I was able to go to her graduation, and then we did the transplant. So,
speaking of the transplant, a year after the transplant, something significant happened in your life. Tell us what that is. And
yeah, so I got engaged almost exactly a year after the transplant, which was pretty special. Dan, my fiance, was sort of with me through the whole ride. So it was awesome, very exciting, and get to focus on planning a wedding now, which is way more fun than dealing with all of that in the past year. So
And he was right there with you, like you said. So you know he's the real deal, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be able to get
right.
that.
Yeah,
he had sort of, yep, he had sealed the deal during all of that, so yeah.
And then a question for you, Doctor, is finding that match. Fortunately, she had a sister who that match there for the bone marrow transplant was a match. But for those who don't have a sister or don't have a brother that's able to do that, how tricky can that be?
Well, things have really changed over the past 5 or 10 years for the better. 20 years ago, we would only do a bone marrow transplant on a patient who had a sibling, a brother or sister, who matched. Then about 15 years ago, we started doing transplants from unrelated donors, volunteer donors, who were able to actually provide a good source of stem cells and actually good outcomes. More recently, we've been able to even use half matches in the family. So even when a brother or sister doesn't match fully, a 10 out of 10 match, Dale said, we can actually get by with a 5 of 10 match almost as well as we can with a 10 of 10 match.
Our friend Tara, who's going to be here tomorrow, had her bone marrow transplant in November. And I know she was kind of isolated for about 9 months. I assume you had a similar sort of regimen that you had to go through.
Yeah, so the first 100 days I was inside, no sort of contact with anyone in the outside world besides my family. So that was definitely tough. And then I work for an awesome company, Island Creek Oysters, and so I was able to work from home through the spring, and they were awesome, sort of helping me get through flu season because my immune system was super susceptible to catching something. So yeah, I was, you know, at home until April, and sort of just getting back and readjusted to real life, I guess.
And it's a real family affair. It's not just Annie by herself, but her folks, her fiance, really all came together to not only give her support emotionally, but actually to help keep her healthy.
Definitely. It's definitely a community effort, which is awesome.
When's the wedding?
I think next September. So, got a ways.
You got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
I was going to say,
yeah.
Congratulations. And a couple
Thank
of things,
you.
A couple of small things. One, you do work for an awesome company. Island Creek is right down the street, and it's terrific.
Nice.
Secondly, any scouting reports on future Sea Dogs that we should be looking out for?
Oh, man. Well, we just sent Devers up, and I hear he's doing pretty well. So, and Ben Attendi, obviously. I don't have the scouting report right now, but I'm sure we're sending some pretty good people your way. So.
All right, good.
It's pretty cool to
see. It's a great little ballpark.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I love going up there.
Kind of grew up in the ballpark. So.
He didn't get a chance to see Devers much. He was there very briefly.
Really
just kind of scooted through town, and now he's here hitting home runs. Seems like every game, every other game.
Very cool.
We took Andrew Benintendi from you, too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, there are a lot of them out there.
You're sort of used to it at this point.
Yeah, it's really cool to see them sort of progress and make it to Fenway is really cool to watch. So,
well, it's great to visit with both of you. Annie McNamara, fellow Bowdoin alum. I'll just repeat it again.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah.
Well, just in case you didn't hear, Rich. And Dr. Robert Soifer, thanks you guys very much for coming in. It's great to see both of you.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are terrific.
Thank you.
And good luck with the wedding.
Thank you very much.
A year from
Appreciate
September
it.
Or whatever that is. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.